The crowd roared as the Kansas City Royals catcher Josh Robinson belted another ball high into the warm July night. "I got it! I got it!" Kate Hopkins yelled. She ran backward across the outfield grass. Her cousin Mike Walsh and a gangly kid with dark curly hair started for the ball too, but Kate waved them off. Plop! The baseball dropped perfectly into her glove. She showed it to Mike. Stamped on it in big blue letters were the words Home Run Derby. "Nice catch, cuz! Our first home run derby ball," Mike said, pounding his fist into his glove. "If only we could stay out here to field balls during the All-Star game." Kate and Mike were at the Kansas City Royals' Kauffman Stadium for the All-Star game. The All-Star game was played each July in a different city. The best players from the American League took on the best players from the National League. The night before the All-Star game was the Home Run Derby. The two cousins had flown in the day before from Cooperstown, New York, with Kate's mother. Mrs. Hopkins was a reporter for the American Sports website. Last summer, Mike and Kate had volunteered in a special program that helped kids with disabilities play baseball. Some of the volunteers had been invited to chase balls in the outfield during the Home Run Derby. "I can't believe I caught a ball hit by Josh Robinson," Kate said. "He's one of the best catchers in the league." "You bet he is," said the gangly boy who had been chasing the ball Kate caught. His bright blue t-shirt had Royals written in white script across the front. "He's my dad." The boy turned and pointed over his shoulders to the big white letters that arched across his back. They spelled Robinson. Underneath was 23. "Your dad's Josh Robinson?" Kate asked. "Really?" The boy turned back around. "Yep," he said with a smile. "My name is Andy." "I'm Kate, and this is my cousin Mike," she said. "You should probably have this then." She flipped the Home Run Derby baseball to Andy. Andy shook his head. He tossed the ball back to Kate. "Nah, you keep it," he said. "We got plenty of baseballs at home. But this is the first time Dad's been in the Home Run Derby. What are you guys doing here?" "We volunteered last summer in the Little League Challenger Division," Mike said. "They invited us to the All-Star game." Andy tipped his hat to Kate and Mike. "Cool," he said. "My dad volunteers too. He does magic tricks and tells baseball jokes when he visits kids in the hospital. They love it. You just have to watch it when he starts with the practical jokes. He likes playing tricks on people." Crack! The sound of another hit echoed through the outfield. "Heads up!" Kate yelled. "Your dad nailed that one!" The kids in the outfield ran back toward the right field wall. But the ball sailed over their heads. It flew past a row of seats toward the longest fountain Mike had ever seen. It was just behind the outfield wall. A second black fountain curved along the outfield on the left side. Splash! The ball landed in the right field fountain. Jets of water surged 15 feet up in the air, while red, yellow, and blue lights shone up from under the water. "I guess your dad really went deep on that one," Mike said. He elbowed Kate in the ribs. "Get it?" Kate rolled her eyes at Mike's joke. "Funny," she said, "but not funny enough to gush over."